This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
And now, a yak.
Yak!
So, Bo, music motivation and more. Podcast, episode 2. Welcome to my home. Bienvenidos. Welcome to mi casa. I'm Saul Paul. You can call me Mufasa. Thank you for checking out Saul Paul's Music, Motivation, and More podcast. I am excited about today's guest. He is a Latin Grammy Award-winning artist. But I think even more impressive, he makes a living making music. And that's a big deal. So we will talk about the glitz, the glamour, and the grind that it takes to be an artist and an entrepreneur. He will share some insight about how he got started, what he's up to now, and where they're going. You will also hear from his partner in grind, Christina, who made the successful transition from elementary school teacher to full-time touring artist. So, with no further ado, let's get into it.
So, Paul, uno, dos, tres, andes, US trap familia.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Saul Paul, in studio with uno, dos, tres, andes. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Christina.
And I am Andres, and together we form Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres. One, two, three, Andres.
Okay, so off top, we need to go ahead and clarify this, because people have been asking me. I think as popular as you are, some of the nearly 8 billion people on the planet don't know you. So they were introduced through the song Home that we did together. And in the beginning of the song, I say, uno, dos, tres, Andres. But that was just me being in the studio freestyling. Like, so is that how you say it? Like, what is the proper pronunciation?
Uno, dos, tres, Andres. And
I said it right.
Yeah. And you know, in Spanish it rhymes. Hey. And, you know, of course, you know, as kids, you know, we do kids music. We do music for children and families. And so, you know, that really resonated with us, because when you're starting a game, you know, like, okay, one, two, three, go. So, you know, that's where we got the name from. Uno, dos, tres, Andres.
And our show and our music is not only in Spanish, but it's bilingual. So it's okay if they pronounce it in English.
So, it feeds into the bilingual aspect of the brand.
Yeah, a little bit more universal in that way. But definitely I like the uno, dos, tres, Andres, because it rhymes. And definitely one of our goals is to get people speaking and enjoying Spanish, which I think we got you to sing.
I did the whole... we got to rewind. Let me set the groundwork. I get to brag on people. This is what I do. Here on the podcast, I do it in real life. I don't know why it's not a struggle for me. I think people deserve their just dues and whatnot. So I don't want y'all, like, y'all might feel like, oh, man, he's talking real comfortable with uno, dos, tres, Andres. That's because these are my friends. I'm honored to say that we collaborated and did a song together. I like to state the fact that song became very popular. It became... number one on Sirius XM. It was on the charts for like 19 weeks. That's crazy, man.
Crazy.
Cuckoo. Home, loco.
Home.
And so very, very cool stuff. But we have to rewind further than that. That's just a snapshot of, you know, something that happened recently. But you are a Grammy Award winner, Latin Grammy Award winner. Is that accurate?
Yes, we in 2016 we were very proud to win the Latin Grammy for our second album, Arriba Abajo, and then the one before that, also titled Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres, in 2015 was nominated for a Latin Grammy. So we've had a lot of blessings in that.
Two-time nominee, one-time winner.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, that's, I love that. Like, that's so key, because y'all are not just humble and, you know, level-headed and whatnot. I love it because I know that you are hard-working musicians, and that's a compliment. You work hard. I mean, I was saying earlier, like, I think if you take any snapshot of your life at any given time, like a 4-week snapshot, you'll probably be in multiple cities multiple states, maybe multiple continents, because y'all are moving around. Is that accurate?
Yes, we are always on the go. Today we are here in Austin. We've been having concerts at a local theater. But we are always moving. We're going to be in New York. We're going to be in L.A. We're going to be in Sacramento in the Bay Area. And we just love performing for families. We love connecting with people where they are.
And I think something interesting that we kind of have kept a secret in a way. It's not like we've kept it a secret, but we haven't just really talked about it a lot.
Uh-oh.
Is that how we change our lifestyle, and I think we have what they call nowadays an alternative lifestyle.
Okay.
To be able to do what we do.
Oh, I thought you were about to break like some exclusive. But that is true. I mean, you're doing family music with an alternative lifestyle. Tell me more.
Well, we gave up the idea of a house. We don't have a house. We don't have a permanent home. And
home.
We make home. Our life
home.
Break it down. So we make our life wherever we are, and that's our home. And so we don't have a home. We don't have a kitchen. We don't have any of that. We decided that to go for the freedom, and that's why we can get to travel basically four quarters of the year. And we do spend a good deal of time in the Washington D.C. area. That is kind of like one of our home bases. But then we end up spending a lot of time in the Bay Area. We come to Austin a couple of times. We had the luxury of going to Colombia for a month in December and performing and just recovering and charging up for this amazing 2019.
Wow. I love it, man. So many things that I want to dig into there. One, the strategy of putting yourselves in a position to be able to live the lives that you're leading and attain the successes you have. Self-care, like when you talked about going to Colombia. Your music career, just the grind that it takes, that commitment. So when was Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres established?
It started about 10 years ago, 2009. And I started being part of a musical group that did music for children with my friend Dino Odell, Kevin Dolan, in Kansas City. I was living in Kansas City in the Midwest. And just being with him as part of his group, I started, you know, observing. And I was a songwriter already by then, but then I saw the need, and I saw the possibilities, and I saw this dream. You know, I was trying to fulfill my dream that I think, you know, we're just so immensely privileged of living, you know, make a living and being successful with our own music. And that is just like, you know, we're living the dream, really. It's just we're so thankful, so incredibly privileged. So I was looking for that, and I found it, and it didn't happen overnight, you know, but it was years of hard work and just believing in it, growing, learning, looking for voices that would give us ideas and nonstop.
I know, because I've worked with you, you are very, very talented, maybe more so even skilled.
Thank you.
So, are you classically trained? Did you go to like college for music? Did you just like pick up Fruity Loops?
I've been studying music, in college for a long time.
So you studied music in college?
I studied music in college. Yes.
But you're successful as a popular artist though.
Yeah, and that started in college around my 20s. When I was in my 20s, I started playing rock. And then that gave me the opportunity and the vehicle to express myself as a songwriter. So I started writing like angst-ridden songs of rock and that was I was a little bit turned.
That was by night, and because by day you were majoring in clarinet.
Yeah, I was
clarinet. The truth is out, exposed.
Yeah, I was Squidward. version one. So I was doing, you know, the classical thing. I was doing also some improvisation with Colombian rhythms. I come from Colombia, so Colombian rhythms, a little bit of like Latin jazz and whatnot. But really was turned between going into the popular music and doing the classical music. And but I'm happy doing what I do.
Thank you. Thank you for answering that. The reason why I asked that question is I know that there are many musicians listening, artists listening. I think and I've heard the struggle of a classically trained musician who desired to be an artist and wondered if they could make that transition. Did it even matter that they were classically trained as such and whatnot? So you already have the results. You have a successful career. You have the awards and all the other good stuff. Nonetheless, you started. You also have that foundation of the classical training. So you go to college, study music. Yeah. You play in a band. You stepped out. You start your career. And then take us from there. So you have a Kansas City accent.
So I think the first huge leap was I did my undergraduate in Colombia. So the first huge leap was traveling to another country, and I had invested.
Colombia was the other country? Like you traveled from Kansas City to Colombia?
No, I was, you know, born and raised in Colombia, and I did my undergraduate in Colombia. And the big leap was coming from Colombia, South America, to the U.S. And that, I mean, it was just part of it was just learning the language. And kind of like a fascination that I had with English, and of course I admired like rock and American music and so and the movies and all of that, you know, from the outside is very appealing. So I was following that, like literally that American dream, and I wanted to come and experience it, and came to continue studying music, and never expected that along the way I would find a new possibilities, because that's the beauty of the U.S. I think that it allows you to become whoever you want to be if you work hard and if you believe in it and you sell it, you know, you can do it.
We'll talk about that selling part later, because I love that you said that it wasn't that just that you're awesome and amazing, but you sell it as well, and that's a key point and a key component. When did making music for families become a thing for you?
So it started slowly. We moved with Christina, and we moved to the Washington D.C. area, and again that was key because we found fertile ground for doing music that was multicultural, that was in two languages. We found many institutions and libraries and schools and whatnot that really welcomed us. So it was slowly, but I do remember having that conversation with Christina. I was teaching lessons for a living. I guess that was my day job. And I remember just sitting down and standing in front of that giant leap and saying, I think I'm ready to go into performing for families full time. But that meant giving up a steady paycheck of teaching lessons, right? So it took, you know, it took a little bit of I guess courage.
Courage,
right?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And believing in yourself, and obviously the support of you know, of us as a couple, as a power couple, and just jumping and doing it full time.
So then 2009, you're playing music on this. Around that same time or a few years later, Christina, you're an elementary school teacher. And then you start to pursue the path, and then you were full time, Andres, and then later, a few years later after that, then you went full time
with the music, yeah.
With the music, like all in, and then you strategically relocated to DC because it was fertile ground for what you were doing.
Yeah.
I often like to say, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I heard a friend say something that was sounded country, but it made sense. He was like, light the wood where it's dry at, Which, mm-hmm. but I get it though. Mm-hmm. I feel it because it's like, yeah. instead of trying to like start the fire on this damp wood, like set it where it's dry, like light it where it's dry. And so when I hear you talk about strategy and how you went to DC because it was fertile ground, that was powerful. And then insert here, jump in, and this is what's really important. So I guess you always approached it like it was a business.
I think we did. And obviously, you know, when at the beginning it didn't require much. At the beginning, it was very, very humble, let's say. I was doing birthday parties. And, I did some libraries and whatnot, but I was, you know, a big part of it was doing birthday parties. So,
AKA grinding.
It didn't require much. I mean, it's just, you know, just a couple of emails and that's it. And nothing wrong with that work, but you know we haven't done one. I guess we did one in the past 2 years, but now we're dealing with organizations, and now we need we send writers, we hire musicians, insurance,
rental cars,
contract for anyways. Just the amount of work. Of treating it as a business, and we form our LLC as well. So, which is a good advice for any musician or any entrepreneur. At some point, think about if you're working with others, or if you're working by yourself, think about starting your own LLC, your own corporation. So, all of that has been learning.
I have to ask this question because somebody's. Did you ever think about quitting?
Honestly, no. And I was, this is another confession.
I love it.
I was a classical clarinet player, but I wasn't that good at that, and that was always my biggest concern, that I wasn't as good as it was required, because you know the high level of musicianship in this country, for example, I mean it's just incredible. It's insane, you know, like how good people are in classical music. So when I found children's music and I remember that it was like 8 years ago, or no, it was like 8 years ago, and it was around this time, it was a winter, and I sold so many shows for a summer that I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, he was right in front of me, and I was I kind of knew it, but at that point it just clicked, and I was like, this is what I have to do. I'm really good at this. I'm so much better at this than I am at playing the clarinet with classical music, and I'm really passionate because I write my own music, so I'm telling my own story, and it's very personal, and it's connected to my identity. And so after that, to answer your question, after that moment, I've never, ever thought of quitting, and I see myself doing this for the rest of my life, I hope. But it may change. Who knows?
Wow, great answer. Thank you. Were you going to say something to Christina?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Andres is someone who is, and, you know, for all the entrepreneurs out there, you know, someone who's relentlessly optimistic. And, you know, I admire that about him, and that's an important strength. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, I don't think we have ever thought about quitting, like, capital Q, but sometimes, you know, you're like, do we really want to do that? You know, it's never like a black and white thing. It's always an incremental thing. Like, do we want to do that? Do you want to do that? Like, is it worth it? And so, you know, there always are those questions. Like, do you want to take that additional step? Is that going to work? Are we going to be successful at that? And so, you know, first of all, like the practical mind, you know, thinking it through really carefully, preparing, but also, at least me leaning on Andres and his relentless optimism. And, you know, and then 2 months later, you look back and you're like, wow, like that came together.
Wow. Y'all are awesome. And I love the angle that you're speaking to it on. I don't want to take away from our average listener who, when they think music, they think the glitz and the glamour. let me speak to this. Like, even Hollywood Henderson, again, 3 Super Bowls, 2 Lotto wins, and a bunch of other cool stuff, right? And he was like, man, I've lived a good life, man. I went to the 76 Grammys. I did this, I did that. I mean, even his whole list of all the stuff that he did, one of those highlights had to be like, I went to the Grammys. I think y'all won up them. Y'all went to the Grammys and actually won one. So what's that like? You went to the Latin Grammys. Tell us about that experience, because that's something a lot of people won't get to experience.
I think we enjoyed it a lot. We enjoyed, you know, getting into the whole persona of the celebrity and dressing up and working the red carpet.
I was going to say, like, because if y'all don't talk about it, I mean, all they have to do is Google you. I mean, they're getting images of y'all at the Grammys. So, I mean, so people, if you feel like they're playing with it, they're being coy, just Google them. You can see, like, the photos. I think that's when I first figured out maybe y'all were dating or something. I was like, hey, they booed up. Yeah, they're like, hey. I was like, okay.
So it was awesome. And it's in Las Vegas, so everything is grandiose.
Was that your first time in Vegas?
It was my first time in Vegas. Yours as well? I think you went as a kid, no? Didn't you go as a kid, no?
Yeah, but, you know, but it's like the first time as an adult in Vegas, and everything is like...
So everything is over the top, and we got to see, you know, artists that we admire and just greet them. And it was beautiful. Then when we won, like, you know, some artists that we admire that are, you know, like huge stars, then they telling us, oh, man, we're really happy for you. You know, when I was doing my makeup, we were watching the awards and we got really happy because you won. And so that's really touching. That's really moving. And we went the year after, and went the year after, and just regular people who go there. There's people who go to the award just to see stars and taking picture with them, and these people recognize me, like, oh my god, I saw you when you won, congratulations, you know, wanted to take a picture again. And so it's cute and moving, and you know, and it's a memory that is gonna stay forever. And honestly, you know, when I got the nomination and when I won and when all of that happened, the first thing that I thought of, and the first person that I thought of, was my mom. Hmm. And she was the first person that I called to tell her. And my mom and my dad, because, you know, that award, I know it means more to them than it means to me. Because in a country and a society where, you know, people don't support their kids' dreams always, and they try to think about their what's best for them sometimes, and so, but then they try to tell them, no, you need to study engineer, you need to study you know, accounting, medicine, you know, whatever, but don't, I mean, you're not gonna be a musician, you're gonna be dirt poor. And here, and they were always so supportive, I mean, like, to the point that, you know, I just cannot believe it, how thankful and how lucky I was. And then,
yeah, it's so hard, like, not having a supportive family behind you as you pursue not just your passion, but I know from my peers, a purpose.
Yeah.
So
that was that made me extremely, extremely happy to be able to bring those pictures to my mom, and she has them framed up in our home, in our house. And so that award just validated all of the effort that they did. So we're extremely grateful.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we are, you know, honored, and it's very rewarding, and it, you know, obviously it's, helps our career to say, you know, Latin Grammy winners. But at the end of the day, you know, our mission is to provide songs and concerts that children will love, that parents can use to help in their children's education, that teachers can use. And that is the most important thing. And that's what we have to keep doing.
I'm a musician with the message, and I'm on a mission. I know that you're an artist and you have a mission and a message as well. Can you share what your mission is as artist?
The simple version is, we do music for kids, parents and teachers, but they are the most important blocks of our society, and immigrants and immigrant families are growing at a huge rate in this country, and those families and those the neighbors and the friends of those families, they need to feel reflected, and they need to hear their stories, and they need to be celebrated and be part of the conversation and be part of the party. Home.
So let's talk about Home real quick. Cool video, great song, cool video and whatnot. But it was a remix of, like, We Got Together. Right, let's, like, people care about the behind the scenes stuff. So they're like, how did Home come about? And it was pretty cool because, right, we went to a rehearsal space like this, a different one. We were vibing and you pulled out the trumpet and you had the guitar with you.
Yeah.
Was that the trumpet or clarinet? I might not know the difference.
I think I brought the sax.
Sax.
But I think we just started riffing. Yeah, started riffing on the guitar, and right away you started doing home. And we started putting it together. And when didn't we record a video, like
We did like maybe a month later. Was that the same weekend? No,
it was soon.
It was short after
we were,
so they can find
something.
That one as well.
Yeah,
but it was a premise though, because you were like man, I had this song and I always believed in it. I just can't believe it never took off. I think it's a great one, and then that is that accurate?
Yeah. I love that song, and maybe the arrangement that we had originally just didn't click. So, but the message was powerful. So we just took that message.
Always about the message.
And interestingly enough, it just I don't know, maybe it wasn't coincidence, but I brought it up because I thought it would resonate with you, and I think you and I. And us with Christina, I think we sing about some of the same things, because we see life maybe from the same perspective of wanting to help and wanting to open eyes. You know, we ended up doing a song that became number one and was on the charts for so many weeks. That was an incredible, powerful lesson. But now, how do we grow from that? that is gonna be the tougher question. What do we do after that?
See, and now you've just went into the psyche of the successful. Even after that home run, my man is thinking about what's next. So that's a great segue as we conclude. In general, what's next for Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres?
Yeah, we are so excited. We have a lot of projects cooking. We partnered with an education curriculum company called Benchmark that does curriculum in Spanish and English, and we are working with them. We created a song for every letter of the alphabet in Spanish. And, you know, if you look online, there's lots in English, but there just wasn't something in Spanish that was, you know, quality. So we created a collection of 37 songs.
Wait, hold up. But there's only 26 letters.
That's true, but...
That was fast thinking, yeah.
Well, there are some consonant blends. There's some letters that make
like
different
LL
sounds.
Like LL and yeah, yeah. See, I wrote that verse in Spanish because I speak it in Espanol poquito. You know?
Yeah.
That's
good.
That's what the
But you will be able to learn all about all of the letters with some really cool videos. We are really excited because two of our songs are going to be turned into board books. So come check out that. Stay tuned in 2020. And, of course, we have a new project cooking. It's called Actívate. And those songs are all about, you know, being active as a family, going out to the park. You know, what are the games and the sports we can play, whether it's, you know, walking around your neighborhood or playing soccer, playing baseball, flying a kite, dancing. What are the things that we can do as a family to stay active? So those are some of the projects we've got.
Yeah, and that particular project has some huge stars from the Latin music world and the international music world invited. So, I mean, that's going to be... And it's a, but it's also a big headache because, you know, when you start collaborating and then you have one artist, different art, not one, sometimes we have like three different artists on one track, guest artists. And, oh gosh, the amount of just logistics is insane. But we know it's gonna be a great project, but I'm just also keeping it real, you know, like collaborating and all of that is great. But then it also has a toll on the flow. So you need to, you know, you need to, when you go into something like that, you need to know where you're getting into. But it's gonna be incredible.
Awesomeness. Any final words? Last 30 seconds. Any final words?
I think we need to say something in algo en español.
Sí, thank you.
Gracias por escuchar a todos los hispanohablantes. Si conoces algún niño aquí en los Estados Unidos que está hablando español, dale un abrazo y dile que siempre, siempre siga aprendiendo, que haga todo lo que pueda por aprender.
Yeah, I'm going to need a translation, though.
Just a big shout-out to all of the families, all of the, you know, it takes a village to raise our children. We don't have any children, but we are all part of the village that is raising, you know, this generation. And so, you know, if you know a child who's learning a second language, speaks a second language, curious about a second language, you know, encourage them to keep learning and learn along with them.
Boom. There it is. Uno, dos, tres. Andres, and I'm Saul Paul. This is Saul Paul's Music, Motivation, and More podcast, and we will go out with the song Home. Saul Paul. Uno, dos, tres. Andres. Nuestra familia. It's a house party at our home. Home, 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 home. Bienvenidos, welcome to mi casa. Call me Saul Paul, you can call me Mufasa. Hasta luego, a mí, ¿qué pasa? El mundo es loco, ay caramba. If I rule the world, there'd be no more drama. Only by the days, even for mañanas. We would never ever have to worry about nada. Life would be a party with your food and piñata.
Welcome to this party, wherever you're from. Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.
At home.
Welcome to this party, wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.
Move your body, yeah, move your feet. I mean, one, two, step, yeah, one, two, step. All right, now is your time, yeah, you up next. I'm saying the future's in your hand, el futuro es en sus manos. It's time to be the change, we gotta go, we gotta vamos. It's about we, yeah, it's about nostramos. Nuestra familia, sisters and hermanos. Baila, baila, baila conmigo. Bailo, bailo, bailo contigo. Baila, baila, baila conmigo. Bailo, bailo, bailo contigo.
Party wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.
At home.
Welcome to this party wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.